All right. I want to welcome Mr. Mars Williams to the show. Mars, how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Excellent. I'm very happy to be able to speak with you. Just quickly, how has your career evolved into this medley of different artists that you seem to have worked with your whole career?
It's been a long career. I don't know. I've always liked playing different styles of music, and I'm pretty open-minded to whatever styles are there, if they're good, you know. And if I've kind of always, I don't know, it spans from being, you know, from classical music to, you know, through jazz to rock, whatever. And I think that by doing that, it's kind of improved me as a player and I've developed to the point where, you know, I can fuse all these different styles together. It's all part of me. You know, I don't do it consciously. It's almost subconsciously when I'm writing, no matter if it's with Liquid Soul, which there's kind of a common thread with Liquid Soul where there's always, you know, the groove is the common thread with that. And then whatever I do on top of that groove is Liquid Soul. Oh. You know, whether it's, you know, having a hip-hop, jazz kind of blend, or Latin with hip-hop, or Latin with jazz, or rock, or Mideastern, you know, melodies or tonalities.
Right, right.
I just like manipulating sound,
yeah,
basically.
And
whether, you know, in other projects I do could be the same thing, where it's layering and manipulating sound, but maybe without a groove. You know,
I have to say all the tweaking that goes on during each, not just song, but the whole CD together, driving down a road and just taking different roads randomly. The sound is just, you know, you just get carried away and it's so out there.
Then I guess I've accomplished what I want to accomplish.
Yeah, you've surrounded yourself with some wonderful musicians as well. And
yeah.
I got to say, you know, I was never one to think that I would like the wiki-wiki, scratchy-scratchy stuff. You know, and of course, it works.
Yeah, well, with the application of DJ in this group, and with some other things I do, I use it more as an instrument where it's just another sonic, you know, coloration. You know, whether it's laying down a beat, but I like, you know, the scratches. Right now, what I've done is I've added this guy, David Arredondo, who's a beatboxer.
Oh, nice.
And he does all this really cool stuff and voice effects. And he also DJs, too, but it seems like he's doing more with his voice than, you know, kind of what I want with the turntable and kind of mixing them together. But, you know, I'm just kind of branch off a little bit because a lot of people are using DJs now. And I thought, well, what can I do to make it a little bit different? And on this new record that'll be coming out, there's a lot of that on there. Although I also work with DJ Logic,
yeah, right,
who, you know, it depends on the DJs, you know. And like what I like in DJ Logic is he also approaches it as a turntablist and, you know, uses a lot of effects and a lot of different things besides just scratching, you know. He's using more colorations and sounds, and you know, unfortunately you won't hear this record for a while because it doesn't come out until May 23rd, but throughout, you know, not that I'm jumping forward here because you haven't even asked me about the new record.
Oh, but I'm sitting on my hands, so I can't wait to hear about it. So I hear you have a new album coming out.
Yeah, all right.
Oh,
I could talk about that.
Cool.
It's this new record's you know, it's still Liquid Soul because I've kind of left the door open with Liquid Soul where there really isn't, you know, like I said before, the common thread is the groove and I could do whatever. So I've kind of left that door open to where whatever I do with that, it's still Liquid Soul. And I've kind of taken a little bit more liberties with it. You know, there's some really cool Mideastern stuff, some things in odd meter times.
Hmm.
There's, you know, dance kind of stuff. There's techno, a lot more techno in there. The interludes, I'm really happy with these interludes. They're all like music interludes that are more just electronics and things like that, because I've been playing around a lot with electronics, along, you know, with my horn, using effects, and just creating different sounds, you know, with keyboards. And I'm using a lot more of the technology that's available today.
Absolutely.
You know,
that's what it's there for.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, and
if not you, who? Somebody else.
Yeah,
somebody
else. You
know,
and instead of just doing like a techno band of just electronics, it's like using, again, fusing the electronics and the technology with live instruments and with a live band. And I'm really happy with the way this record came out. You know, I think it shows a growth in what I'm trying to do with Liquid Soul.
And Liquid Soul has been together, what, 10 years now? Is that,
More than that.
Even more,
actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say like probably 12.
Wow, yeah, time.
12 or 13 years, yeah.
Time, she flies by.
Yeah, there was a period where I actually stopped doing it for about 2 years and focused on some other things, this project I have called X Mars X. And I'm also working a lot with circus acrobats and stuff now.
With circus acrobats?
Yeah, I have this project called Soul Sonic Circus, which is... there's different versions of it, and I might as well talk about it since,
Please.
You'll probably be seeing a lot of it soon. Actually, there's three different things that we do with it. One is, more improv with signals. I don't know if you're familiar with John Zorn.
No.
But, it's things like almost, more avant-garde, but,
mm-hmm.
You know, with cards and signals, some written music.
Wow.
The circus dog might... tell us when to play or designate which players are activated to play, and it's really cool.
That
you know,
is
along with
sounds real cool,
circus
man.
Performers, you know, rope backs, trapeze,
kite
wow. wire, tumblers, and then there's Liquid Soul.
Soul meets Cirque du Soleil.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's I really kind of want to incorporate some of that this summer with the tour, if the budget allows it.
Tour
because I've and then there's this like theater circus thing that we just did a 14 show run at a theater, which was a lot of Liquid Soul music and other music that I've written with the circus performers along with theater, you know, so there was like a show going on, almost like a Broadway show kind of thing, and that's kind of getting a life of its own right now. There was a lot of great press and a bunch of theaters in Vegas want to do that, but it's really awesome. You know, I like that. I also, besides like fusing these different styles together, I like working in multimedia, you know, with visual effects and visual, you know, film, dance, along with the music, you know, it's just to kind of inspire all, you know, different senses in the listener. So I'm finding that some of this music from the new record I used along with the circus thing, and it's awesome. I love doing that.
Yeah, it sounds thrilling.
So hopefully, I'll be getting that out there more this summer. You know, it's just a budget factor, really. You know,
yeah.
You know, the Soul Sonic Circus Day, I had DJ Logic and Rob Wasserman.
Rob Wasserman.
Yeah, he's been doing stuff with us. And it's along with, like, three drummers and... you know, a lot of European musicians,
mm-hmm.
Some of Liquid Soul people, but it was pretty incredible.
It sounds amazing. You know, I'm going to be talking actually to Dana Cawley soon as well. You're probably familiar with the band Morphine.
Oh, yeah,
and,
definitely.
Well, you know, Treat Her Right, Morphine, and then they branched off and became Orchestra Morphine for a little bit. And then the Twinemen they are now.
Oh, okay.
And he's a fantastic saxophone player. He blows a couple of them at the same time, and
yeah,
he's a real cool cat. And we're gonna chat actually later on tonight.
Wow,
but
that's cool. I really like his playing a lot. Actually,
oh,
you know,
I totally dig it.
It's so funny that you mentioned them today because I just got back from a recording session working with this group Die Warsaw, which is kind of like. Ministry kind of, I don't know, it's hard to explain. But
Ministry, which you have worked with as well.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's kind of, you know, that industrial kind of stuff, but
yep.
But this stuff, I was I picked up the baritone during the session. I was like, wow, this is kind of like morphine, you know?
Oh.
And I was like kind of going along with that in my head, you know? So
It's interesting that you say that. As I was driving into work this morning listening to Liquid Soul, I was thinking, wouldn't it be incredible for Twineman and Liquid Soul to be playing something together, you know, together, a collaboration or a tour sort of thing?
Hey, man. That's an idea.
And
you know?
I've already talked to Dana about it, and his basic words to me were set it up.
Hey, you know what?
We'll keep in touch on that.
Definitely, because
okay.
We're looking for somebody to tour with this summer on some of the stuff. We're doing some things with maybe with Vernon Reed's band.
Oh, yeah.
Because Vernon also guested on this Liquid Soul record coming out.
Yeah, I read that. Actually, after you told me about it coming out, I just did a little investigating, and that's part of my work, so I'm pretty good at finding information.
Yeah,
And I like Vernon Reed's work as well, yeah. Doesn't that sound like a great collaboration?
It does, and you know what? I'm up for it. You can tell him to give me a call. You got my number.
Absolutely.
Tell him to definitely call me.
Well, there it is.
If you can.
I can. I'm going to talk to him when I get off the phone with you.
Okay. Yeah, tell him to please call me, and, you know, I respect what he does. And
yeah, absolutely.
And maybe we can put something together, soon, because we need to get
You need to get your summer booked up, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't, yeah.
But yeah, that would be awesome. Or
okay.
I'll ask him if you want to. You know, you can give him my number and ask him if you could give me his number, you
sure.
know, just in case. But tell him please call me because besides that, you know, maybe we can do some other collaborations. I'd really like to.
Yeah, I think you guys would be
cool
just. Yeah, I do too. So it's such a two open groups, you know,
a bunch of open minds. Actually, there's another project that I've been trying to put together, and these guys are up for it. That I've talked to is Carl Denson and Skarik and me, just like a saxophone trio, but it could be cool to maybe have the fourth horn, and he could be the cool fourth horn.
Yeah.
And just doing four saxophones with no rhythm section.
Wow.
You know, I've been writing some stuff like that. And, you know, so definitely have him call me.
I shall, yeah. No problem.
That would be great.
Yeah. And now, Garage Artois, is that something in your CD player at all?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, I like Garage. Yeah, I'm grooving on that Charlie Hunter.
I did a show with him.
He's been working with DJ Logic as well, right?
Right.
Yeah, okay. I have a copy of that new album. Mm. Tasty stuff, man.
Yeah, really good stuff.
Charlie's great,
you know. I want to do some other stuff with him, too. But, you know, you can't do everything in one day.
Nope. My wife often tells me there should be an eighth day.
Yeah.
The Ock Day. And that would be the day to do nothing, but you know.
I'm better at that now these days, but trying to get some balance, but you know, it's like, you know, the minute sometimes I'm like I've got like four things going in my head, you know, but I do get them done eventually. And you know, like this circus show we just did, this theater thing, it's like it was so much energy and so hard, and I've never really worked in theater, and I don't know if I'm totally cut out for it. But once it was in fruition, it was like, wow, you know, this is awesome. But I was like, okay, it's done. I did it. Now let's,
What's next?
Yeah, now it's like immediately the next day I'm into something else. And which is okay. You know, it keeps me, open-minded and fresh and young.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of young, today's my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah, that's cool. But I'm, thank you. But I'm now, you know, this whole collaboration possibility that it all came together in fruition in my mind. So if we could work that out, I would be pumped.
That would be great.
That would be such a cool thing. But I'm going to get off of that. But
okay.
You know, I want to thank you for your time. I'm not sure if you want to roll on a little bit longer. You got a lot to talk about. You know, I don't want to take up too much of your time.
There's the usual things where,
I don't like to usually talk
with Liquid Soul. The cool thing about it, which I really, and the reason I still like doing Liquid Soul, even though we've been doing it for so long, and I've changed musicians up, you know. In fact, now I really like where we're going with this group because the trumpet player, Doug Corcoran, he also plays keyboards, and so live, you know, with the beatbox thing, and I'm kind of using some younger guys that are really into playing, you know, it doesn't, and
yeah, they got the energy going.
Yeah, the energy thing is great, you know,
it's crucial.
And I'm really digging this, But, you know, the cool thing about Liquid Soul is I've always had, and no matter what project I use, and I'm known for this, where I always have good musicians and unsnobby musicians. You know, because jazz, you know, I don't even know what category we're in anymore. You know, I hate categorization, but it's like, okay, what are we?
Yes, I file under great.
Yeah, well, thank you very much.
Yeah, I file
but
it under
like,
great.
You know, we were nominated for a Grammy for Best Contemporary Jazz, and I guess for lack of a better category, that fits. But
I wouldn't
you know,
say
the word jazz sometimes scares people, you know, and people think it's snobbery. And
the word contemporary scares me a little bit there, too.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You know, we bring jazz back to the dance floor. People can dance. We've got the hip-hop element. We've got the jazz element. We've got the rock element. And people come and have a good time. It's like a party at our show.
Yeah.
You know?
Now we need to get you branched out to more places.
Yeah.
That's what's next.
Yeah. We work.
I bet you do.
But this summer we're going to be playing a lot. So
yeah, I hope to find a place where I can catch you.
Yeah. Well, the record's called 1-2 Punch.
1-2 Punch.
And it's on Telarc.
Telarc.
Comes out May 23rd, and you'll probably get something before then, so you can start playing it.
I thank you.
And I hope you do.
Oh, and I will.
Matter of fact, you know what? Call me and let me know what you think of it.
Because, I shall. Yeah, yeah.
It's people like you that keep me on my toes that say, well, maybe this doesn't work too well, but...
I will.
You know, I'd like to get your opinion and also the fans. You know, please support us. Go to liquidsoul.com.
I've been playing you a lot recently. My show is actually on tomorrow. I'm going to play a little bit more Liquid Soul and, of course, push this interview. So then play a few minutes on my next show, and then people will hit up the website for it as well.
Great.
And I will definitely be in contact with you on all the things we discussed.
Great.
And
I
look forward to whatever you're going to send along my way, and I will certainly get it out to whoever's listening. We like to call our show Music for the Thirsty Ears.
All right.
And I think the folks need to hear Liquid Soul, man.
Hey, where can we play out in Connecticut?
That is something we should talk about. But let's stay in touch either by phone or, you know, we can shoot emails if that works best for you. I know you're quite busy.
Hey, either way, you know what? Phone is sometimes better.
I rather talk to you as well. But I got some ideas going.
Good.
Especially with that circus talk you're talking. That could fill up some places.
Yeah, you know? Definitely. Yeah. I mean, it's awesome. I mean, I can't even tell you how excited I am about this. And I've been working on this for a few years now. And, you know, it's finally really happening. And,
right on.
It's awesome. I mean, it's mind-blowing.
Well, I thank you for your time. I could talk to you all night, but that wouldn't be fair to you. Go out and enjoy your Friday night, or you know, make some more new great music.
Yeah, it's St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah,
I'll stay in.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I'm gonna do a couple. I'm gonna talk to Dana after you, and then go see my wife and have a happy birthday.
Yeah, I hope he calls me. It would be great.
Yeah, I will certainly discuss it with him.
Okay, thanks.
All right, thank you so much for your time, and I look forward to the next conversation off air.
Okay, bye.
All right, take care.